From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has called in state lawmakers for a special legislative session that begins today to redraw political boundaries for legislative and congressional districts for the next 10 years. And with the House controlled by the Democrats, Republican state lawmaker Greg Nybert, who represents Chavis and Lincoln counties, says the deck is stacked against them.
There's 45 Democrats, there's 24 Republicans, and there's one independent. They have the votes to do virtually whatever they want, as long as it meets constitutional scrutiny as enunciated by the court.
The special session is expected to last at least 2 weeks. A teenage girl from Artesia, who was 17 at the time of her disappearance in October of 1980 and whose body was found a week later in Henderson, Nevada, was finally identified 41 years later through genetic genealogy as Tammy Terrell of Artesia. Henderson police in a press release on Friday stated that Terrell was ID'd only as Jane Doe all of this time. She was listed as a runaway by Roswell police in October of 1980, and she was last seen at a local fair and failed to show up to be picked up for a return to a youth home where she was staying. Henderson police in 1980 listed her death as a homicide. Joe Imbrielli, owner of Rig Outfitters and Scrub Outfitters, called out 5th Judicial DA Diana Luce on violence against one of his employees and to stop or curtail shoplifting at his business in Hobbs. He says after requests to speak with her went unanswered. He then appeared on MTD's W105 morning show last week to air his concerns. Luce shortly afterwards arranged a meeting with Imbrielli.
What he wanted to meet about was apparently his understanding, which I believe is just a misunderstanding, that there are shoplifting cases that he thought my office dismissed. I don't have those reports or those records, but what I could gather is that those are misdemeanors or petty misdemeanors. So those are directly filed by law enforcement, either into municipal court or magistrate court.
On Tuesday, we'll hear from Imbrielli's response to that meeting. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.